Well, just a light drizzle. Adam Pengelly from the Sydney Morning Herald, who's been in Melbourne, must seem like forever for him. But it's eventually arrived, mate. The big day's arrived, 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, looking forward to it, CK. Not sure what this weather's going to do. I heard you speak to Liam just a few moments ago. He said put a bit of irrigation on last night. They're predicting a little bit more rain later in the day. As Liam said, I can't see this track getting much worse than a soft five. Probably a soft six at absolute worst, you'd think, with a bit of this rain.
That's if they got 15 mil.
That's right, that's right. And we know that the tracks down here in Melbourne, your Flemingtons, your Caulfields of the world, they drain so quickly, so they're really good draining surfaces. So yeah, I think the track will play pretty reasonably today.
The call of the card yesterday, who were some of the horses that the bookies were taking on, and who were people backing?
Oh, the bookies were pretty cautious there yesterday, Laurie, at the call of the card. A couple of the professional punters didn't muck around with Rostropovic and Avilius. I think they're probably the two best back horses. A lot of money for Magic Circle, and that's been replicated away from the call of the card with some of the bigger bookmakers as well, so they're probably some of the most popular horses. Yucatan, I'd say he was steady at around that $6 mark yesterday at the call of the card. The bookies seem to be really aggressive and just keep pushing him out the last 48 hours. I think there's got to be a tipping point at some stage today, guys, where the professional punters and the syndicates say, okay, enough's enough. They're going to step in. And I can't see him starting much longer than the $6 current quote is at the moment. He might get touched 650 at one stage, but I think there has to be a tipping point at some stage. But yeah, Rostropovic and Avilius were clearly the two best back at the call of the card yesterday.
God, he was popular at the, not the call of the card, but at the parade through the streets, where again, it's a terrific thing. They shut the streets off. It causes some traffic chaos, but tens of thousands of people line the street. And that Marwin Kukash, everybody wanted a piece of Marwin, and he says he's going to be good to his word and wear that G-string if Magic Circle... Not only that, he said it's not a matter of if. He said Magic Circle will win the Melbourne Cup.
He's not content.
He's an owner, though.
That's true.
He's an owner.
He is an owner.
Nothing improves a horse's chances like ownership.
He's not content just to tell people about what he was going to do. My wife and little boy were actually in Melbourne for a few days, and they were at the parade, and they were down near the fence, and they were taking photos of him walking along the fence line of the parade and holding up the G-string and showing every single person as he went past, saying, this is what I'm going to wear when my horse wins the Melbourne Cup.
Good.
But God love him. He's good for the race. Mate. He's added some spice to the Melbourne Cup build-up this year. It's probably been a little bit stale, some would argue, in some respects. But Marwin has really added a lot of theatre, colour to the race. Oh, God.
I was talking to Terry earlier. I reckon the VRC would be now going,
they'd be
you know
worried.
What? I think he might do this.
Oh, he'll do it for sure. Oh, I've got no doubts whatsoever. He will do it, absolutely, if his horse wins. You can't be saying it as much as he's been saying it for the last week and not follow through.
Can we just give confirmation as well? We just chatted with Richard Friedman, who's probably not in as good a shape as Marwin Kukash, and Richard has promised not to do the presentation naked. All right, if Ouvray particularly wins. So it's been a really, really big build-up, which has been tremendous. News out of Werribee, anything?
No, I haven't been out to Werribee the last day or two, TK. A lot of the rival trainers want to tell you how well Yucatan looks.
Yeah, I know.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? They seem to be just absolutely afraid of Yucatan. They're saying he's absolutely thriving out there, and you've got to respect their opinions.
Sure.
It's not coming from the stable themselves. It's coming from rival trainers as well, and they've seen the horse back in Europe, and they think he's absolutely flying out there. So he's probably the horse that's going, well, look, few... I know you said last week, if you listen to all the whispers you get out of Werribee, you'll go deaf, but Nick Williams made an interesting comment, I thought, the other day, saying that he thinks Marmelo is absolutely flying out there, and Nick's out there most mornings. I've seen him out there. So Marmelo, without a lead-up run in Australia this year, just might be the horse that's sneaking under the radar for Huey Bowman.
Well, when you've looked at the field, and we're going to get your tips off you, but is there... How many do you rule out?
Well, it's funny you say that, Laurie. I was at the call of the card yesterday, and Huey Bowman was there very briefly. He auctioned a couple of items just on the side, just quickly, and got a massive amount of money for the breeches he wore for Winx in the fourth Cox Plate last week, as well as a saddle, raised over $100,000.
Yep.
I feel close to $100,000.
For the National Jockeys Trust?
Yeah.
It's tremendous. They've all been terrific, all the owners of Winx, and Chris has been great, and Huey's been fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. But just as an aside, Huey was asked about the race today, and he said, there is more than half the field you can put a line through. I just cannot win the cup. They're just making up the numbers.
Really?
And Huey's usually a bit more diplomatic, and he's not one for hyperbole and not one for going over the top. And he basically said, this is a Melbourne Cup with a very long tail. He says, half the field here is making up the numbers. I think there's only a few decent chances, and he thinks Marmelo's one of them. So I tend to concur with that. I think there's probably half the field that I would say easily that can't win this race this year.
All right. Let's get down to it, mate. You've had a longer build-up and more time to study than many.
I've gone against everything that I usually go against in the Melbourne Cup, TK. Backing a horse that's first up in Australia. I know it worked last year with Rekindling, but that was the first time in 24 years. I'm with Muntahar. I loved his win in the Ebor. It's traditionally a pretty strong form race. I just love the way he went away from the last 100 or 200 metres in that race. It was over 2,800. He's got a turn of foot, which is going to suit him in a Melbourne Cup. Mm-hmm. The middle draw, I think, is okay. I was listening to Francesca Camani yesterday saying that, well, she wasn't too keen on the horse, I must admit, but saying this horse needs galloping room. He doesn't like being stuck between horses. So I think Jim Crowley from that middle draw can try and sort of get in the two wide, maybe three wide line with a bit of space. Hopefully he lets down. I think he handles all track conditions. He seems to be prepared perfectly for this race. I'm with Muntahar. I respect Yucatan. He's my second pick at this stage. I've just got this slight little query about a horse that's had 13 starts, predominantly raced in Europe, and he's never been over more than a mile and a half. Now, if you watched the Herbert Power win the other day, he wasn't stopping, obviously. No. He was going to keep going. But until they're tested at 2,800 sure. metres or 3,000 metres, I've just got a slight little nagging doubt in my back of my mind. But he has to be in your first four. I think Youngstar is the best of the locals. I know I've been potting the Caulfield Cup form for the last couple of weeks, but I went back and watched that run. She's going well. She's going well. And Chris would not have pushed onto this race if he didn't think she was up to it. She might be 12 months away, but I think she runs well. And Magic Circle rounds out my top four. My best roughie in the race is Vonja Mask. From that inside gate, I reckon he'll run out 2 miles easily at around 80-1, throwing into your wider multiples.
Yeah, and Michael Moroney, the trainer of Vonja Mask, he's got two runners. He says, well, that's my best. And he's not, confident's not the right word, but he's saying it's not beyond the realms of possibility that this horse will run a big, big race. And he's a master trainer of stayers.
He is, and he knows how to get a horse into the Melbourne Cup. So I think Vonja Mask, you do worse than throw him to some of your trifectas and first fours.
Thanks for coming out.
No problems, guys. Thanks for having me.
Big day coming up for you.
It is. Going to go back and get ready and be back out at the track in a few hours' time.